director rubbed his hands. "Excellent," he said. "It might almost have been done on purpose." The swiftest crawlers were already at their goal. Small hands reached out uncertainly, touched, grasped, unpetaling the transfigured roses, crumpling the illuminated pages of the books. The director waited until all were happily busy. Then, "Watch carefully," he said, and lifting his hand, he gave the signal. The head nurse, who was standing by a switchboard at the other end of the room, pressed down a little lever. There was a violent explosion, shriller and even shriller. A siren shrieked. Alarm bells maddeningly sounded. The children started, screamed. Their faces were distorted with terror. "And now," the director shouted, for the noise was deafening, "now we proceed to rub in the lesson with a mild electric shock." He waved his hand again, and the head nurse pressed a second lever. The screaming of the babies suddenly changed its tone. There was something desperate, almost insane, about the sharp, spasmodic yelps to which they now gave utterance. Their little bodies twitched and stiffened. Their limbs moved jerkily, as if to the tug of unseen wires. "We can electrify that whole strip of floor," bawled the director in explanation. "But that's enough," he signalled to the nurse. The explosions ceased. The bell stopped ringing. The shriek of the siren died down from tone to tone into silence. The stiffly twitching bodies relaxed, and what had become the sob and yelp of infant maniacs broadened out once more into a normal howl of ordinary terror. "Offer them the flowers and the books again." The nurses obeyed, but at the approach of the roses, at the mere sight of those gaily coloured images of Pussy and Cock-a-doodle-doo and Bar-bar Black Sheep, the infants shrank away in horror. The volume of their howling suddenly increased. "Observe," said the director triumphantly. "Observe." Books and loud noises, flowers and electric shocks. Already in the infant mind, these couples were compromisingly linked, and after 200 repetitions of the same or a similar lesson, would be wedded indissolubly. What man has joined, nature is powerless to put asunder. "They'll grow up with what the psychologists used to call an instinctive hatred of books and flowers, reflexes unalterably conditioned. They'll be safe from books and botany all their lives." The director turned to his nurses. "Take them away again." Still yelling, the khaki babies were loaded onto their dumb waiters and wheeled out, leaving behind them the smell of sour milk and a most welcome silence. End of Side 1.